Another issue that we are looking at today is, of course, we're keeping a very close eye on what is happening in Zimbabwe. And that has caused a huge upset, particularly to the Zimbabweans living here. I mean, we had someone call into the show the other day and speak about what is happening to family members, to friends in that country. They really are living under a very tyrannical sort of situation at the moment. And one organization that has stepped in to say that it cannot allow this to continue is the Right to Know campaign. Now, we understand that they organized a protest to be held outside the Zimbabwean embassy this afternoon. Joining us on the line now, Tami Nkosi, who's the organizer of the Right to Know campaign. Tami, good afternoon to you. Why did you decide it was important to go out and protest this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Joanne. I think, you know, we're global citizens, you know, we're regional citizens, our comrades are just next to us. I think we must, you know, do away with this border mentality to simply say if something is happening in Zimbabwe, it has nothing to do with you as a South African or whatever the case may be. So we see ourselves as global citizens that will always, we will always be agitated by any form of abuse on any
All right, Tami, apologies. I'm going to interrupt you and I'm going to put you back to my producers and just ask them to call you back because I can hear that we have a particularly bad line to you. So let's do that and then we can continue our conversation with you. Of course, all of this started last weekend when the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced that the fuel price was going up by around 150%. This obviously has left ordinary Zimbabweans with a huge dilemma. The cost of living in that country is extremely high. All of it is compromised. The transport system, the work situations for so many people, the exchange rate of that country. I mean, it's just utter chaos there. And that is why so many Zimbabweans have come to South Africa to try and make a living here, send that money back home, send all the supplies they don't get in that country back home in order to be able to just eke out a living for their families here. So we'll try and get Tami back on the line now and have that conversation about why Right to Know feels it's important to picket outside the Zimbabwean embassy. And let's pick up that conversation with Tami Nkosi, where it was left off due to bad audio just a short while ago. Tami, thanks for your patience with us and sorry about that bad line. Of course, we're talking about the Right to Know campaign's decision that it was going to picket outside Zimbabwe's embassy in Pretoria. And it's, of course, demanding that President Emmerson Mnangagwa, the Zimbabwean president, stop what it says are attacks on civilians. So, Tami, why did you feel this was necessary?
Okay, thanks also for getting me back on the line. I think before the internet shut down, actually, in Zimbabwe, we had a plea from our comrades that belong in our network in Zimbabwe to actually say, hey, we're anticipating that we may actually be offline, so can you guys be able to amplify our voices, given that we suspect that internet may be shut down, which is essentially happened. So for us, in essence, was actually continuing the struggle, even outside the borders, to simply say, let's highlight what is happening within Zimbabwe, given that there's very little information and news that is actually coming out of Zimbabwe. So for us, it was important to actually keep the pressure, even on the embassies, to simply say, we know what is happening back in your country, and you can't keep quiet and actually be in a holiday, when your people are under duress in Zimbabwe.
This is a tricky one. We know Zimbabwe is a sovereign country. What sort of responsibility does South Africa and perhaps by extension the Southern African development community bear in a situation like this?
I think there's two things. The one thing is, by virtue of being the SAD, the South African Development Community member, it simply means that we have, diplomatic relations, we have political relations. And as a result, this is a body that oversees, the administration of things like, human rights that are respected in the different countries that belong to the SADC, body, and also ensuring that democracy is respected. So for us, we feel that the South African government has a role to play in essentially holding their peers accountable, because this is the same, they belong to the same body that essentially is a body that oversees how things happen in these countries. So for us, we feel the South African government is way too quiet, even when they have diplomatic channels and actually even have political channels where they can simply say, but hang on, Zimbabwean government, you cannot be in a position to stifle people of exchanging information, sharing information. People have a right to access to information. People have a right to protest if they feel that, you know, the government is disenfranchising them. It's part of every democracy. So for us, it's a generic message simply to say, as a democratic country, you can't be abusing people in this form. So that's the outlook that we had on our part, to simply say it's just accountability to protecting human rights and accountability to ensuring that democracy reigns supreme in Zimbabwe and there's no repression of people.
Tamin Nkosi, thank you so much for speaking to us. He's organizer at Right to Know.